Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we mark a significant occasion as 14th April 2026 is not only Baisakhi, the Punjabi harvest festival, but also the anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh's founding of the Khalsa Panth at Anandpur Sahib in 1699. What makes this significant is that the Khalsa Panth, with its core values of equality, selfless service, courage, community, and anti-caste ideals, shares thematic similarities with Ambedkar's constitutional project. First, let us delve into the key elements of the Khalsa. The Panch Pyare, or the five beloved ones, Daya Singh, Dharam Singh, Himmat Singh, Mohkam Singh, Sahib Singh, were baptized with Amrit at Anandpur Sahib. The five Ks, or Panch Kakars, which are integral to the Khalsa identity, include Kesh, or uncut hair, Kanga, a comb, Kara, a steel bangle, Kachra, an undergarment, and Kirpan, a sword. These symbols embody the principles of the Khalsa and are observed by its followers. Now, let us turn to the historical context. Baisakhi, celebrated on 14th April 2026, marks the founding of the Khalsa Panth by Guru Gobind Singh at Anandpur Sahib in 1699. This festival is also a harvest festival celebrated across North India. Remember this date, 14th April 2026, as it is crucial for your GS1, Art and Culture preparation. Moving on to the economic front, the Monetary Policy Committee, chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, held the repo rate at 5.25% on 8th April 2026, maintaining a neutral policy stance amid inflation risks from the West Asia crisis. The projections for FY 2026-27 include a GDP growth of 6.9% and CPI inflation of 4.6%, with a key risk flagged being the West Asia supply chain disruption, which could push crude oil prices higher. The RBI Act Section 45ZB outlines the composition of the MPC, comprising 6 members, with 3 from the RBI and 3 external members. Now, let us look at the Supreme Court's recent judgments. On 13th April 2026, the Supreme Court issued notices to the Election Commission of India and state governments on a petition seeking fingerprint and biometric-based voter verification at polling stations. The petitioner's argument is that the current voter ID system is vulnerable to impersonation, and biometric linking would enhance electoral integrity. However, the ECI's current position is that voter list purity is addressed through Form 678 updates, door-to-door verification, and special summary special intensive revision drives. The constitutional basis for this lies in Article 324, which grants the ECI the power to supervise elections, and Article 326, which ensures universal adult suffrage. The digital divide concern is a significant aspect of this issue, as the UIDAI Aadhaar biometric failure rate at authentication is approximately 3 to 6% nationally, higher for manual laborers and the elderly. This raises concerns about the potential disenfranchisement of these groups, which could violate Article 14 and 15 of the Constitution. In another significant judgment, the Supreme Court reaffirmed that Indian-born citizens have a constitutional right to remain on electoral rolls and to vote in a matter arising from electoral roll management disputes in West Bengal. The court emphasized that the ECI's special intensive revision process must follow due process and cannot result in arbitrary deletions. The legal basis for this lies in the Representation of the People Act, 1950, and the Registration of Electors Rules, 1960. Now, let us turn to international news. Lieutenant General Susan Coyle was appointed the first female chief of the Australian Army on 14th April 2026, a historic milestone in the Army's 125-year institutional history. Coyle has served in Iraq, Afghanistan, and East Timor, and previously held the position of Deputy Chief of Joint Operations. This appointment follows Australia's 2024 Defence Strategic Review, which prioritised gender diversity in command. In the context of India, it is worth noting that Colonel Geeta Rana became the first female officer to command an operational army unit in 2024, while Air Marshal Padmavati Bandyopadhyay became the first woman three-star officer in 2002 as Director General Medical Services, Air. Moving on to global security, North Korea test-fired cruise missiles and anti-ship weapons from a naval destroyer in April 2026, signaling continued naval modernization under Kim Jong-un's Byung-jin strategy. These tests violate UNSC Resolutions 1718, 1874, 2087, 2094, and 2270, imposing sanctions on DPRK's weapons programs. The implications of these tests are significant, as they affect Indo-Pacific maritime security and denuclearization diplomacy. Now, let us focus on environmental conservation. The Kali Tiger Reserve, located in the Western Ghats in Karnataka, has gained renewed attention ahead of the 2026 All India Tiger Estimation Cycle. The reserve, notified in 2007, is home to the Bengal Tiger, as well as other fauna such as the Black Panther, Indian Bison, Elephant, and King Cobra. India has 58 notified tiger reserves under Project Tiger, managed by the National Tiger Conservation Authority under the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have the following key facts. Baisakhi 2026 marks the founding of the Khalsa Panth by Guru Gobind Singh at Anandpur Sahib in 1699, and the 5 KSR Kesh, Kanga, Kara, Kachra, and Kirpan. The RBI MPC April 2026 has maintained a repo rate of 5.25% and a neutral stance, with a GDP growth projection of 6.9% and CPI inflation of 4.6% for FY 2026-27. The biometric voter plea is based on Articles 324 and 326 of the Constitution and raises concerns about the digital divide. Australia has appointed its first female army chief, Lieutenant General Susan Coyle, and the Kali Tiger Reserve is located in Karnataka, with a notified area of approximately 1,300 square kilometers. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These current events and issues are crucial for your GS1, Art and Culture, GS2, Polity, GS3, Economy and Environment, and GS2, IR and Security preparation. Remember to note the key facts, such as the founding of the Khalsa Panth, the RBI MPC decisions, and the Supreme Court judgments, as these will be essential for your revision. In conclusion, today's current affairs have highlighted significant events and issues, from the founding of the Khalsa Panth to the RBI MPC decisions, and from the Supreme Court judgments to international news and environmental conservation. These topics are crucial for your UPSC preparation, and it is essential to stay updated on the latest developments. The interconnectedness of these issues, from economic policy to environmental conservation, and from constitutional law to international relations, underscores the complexity and breadth of the subjects you need to master for success in the UPSC exams.